me give you an update on the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District construction. We began, council may recall, we began construction on that project in February of this year. Phase A, which includes Parker House Road, Double Bridges Road, Malcolm's Manor, and George C. Moore subdivision, and some other miscellaneous work, has been completed. And we are currently working on Phase B, and we'll report back to council on that. But that project is ahead of schedule and within budget. We are here today to recommend substantial completion for Miller Creek Phase A.
You have a motion?
I have a motion if there's no questions.
Okay. Any questions?
Good job.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the consulting engineering consultants Whitman, Reckward, and Associates, LLP, and the engineering department, that Sussex County grant substantial completion effective November 14, 2007 for the Sussex County contract number 0601A, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District to Edward McGinn General Contractors, and that the final payment may be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips. Motion just read by Mr. Hawks. Any questions? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Mr. Baker, administrator's report.
We have several items on the administrator's report today. First, on November 28th, last Wednesday, the preliminary land use service plus committee met, and county staff, including myself, Mr. Lank, Mr. Godwin, Mr. Couts, Mr. Archett, and I attended the meeting and heard initial oral comments from various state agencies, including the State Planning Office, regarding the county's land use plan update draft. A written report must be submitted to the county within 20 days summarizing their comments. At this point, we do not have the written report. A number of concerns were expressed by state staff. Several state agencies expressed displeasure about the base zoning density in the AR1 areas within level 4. Other comments were made regarding issues that have been and continue to be addressed by the county council and county government. Attached is a handout noting some of the concerns expressed by the state and providing some information regarding county services. The County Planning and Zoning Commission will be reviewing the written comments when received from the PLUS Committee, as well as other input, and make a recommendation to the County Council after a public hearing. And I'd like to take a few minutes to go over the handout. And this, again, is based on oral comments. We have no written record or tape or anything of that meeting. First, in terms of accomplishments that the county has over the past few years, on housing issues, again, the tone of the meeting was there was very few positive remarks made about county accomplishments, and we felt that some of these are in the plan and need to be noted. First, moderately priced housing unit program, which is noted on pages 77 and 78 of the draft plan, which provides moderately priced homes for middle-income residents in the county. In fact, it's been modeled recently by Newcastle County and proposed there. The Community Development and Block Grant Housing Renovation Program, in fact, in June of 2006, received the Best Practices Award from the State Office of Planning. We have cooperative efforts with nonprofit housing agencies noted on page 78 of the plan. County Council has spent more than $600,000 in grants to nonprofit housing organizations during the past 5 years. Plus, we've provided land to Habitat for Humanity for their operations on county land, as well as donating 2 homes for their use. Transportation, the mobility chapter, there was not a mention of sub-area planning included on page 156, air quality, page 155, as well as county grants and assistance to senior centers and CHEER for paratransportation, page 135. open space and purchase of development rights. A comment was made that the county does not complement state services, and I believe that we do complement state services. Purchase of development rights is an example of this. The Sussex County Council was the first to collaborate with the state of Delaware with the purchase of development rights, and this is brought up on page 29 and 43. In fact, as we just discussed, $1,390,381 is included in this year's budget. This compares to, as I understand it, zero budgeted by Newcastle County and $300,000 budgeted this year by Kent County. Density bonus ordinances, page 27. Two ordinances have been passed in April 06 and July 07, which we provide density bonus proffer fees to be used for open space for certain cluster developments in growth zones. Transfer development rights proposal, pages 27 and 28. Page 67, the county purchased 2,100 acres eventually to be used for spray irrigation, which is right now, of course, an open space for about $28 million in 2004. Agriculture, industrial, commercial zoning, possible district, page 25. Open space purchases, pages 43 and 44, by county ordinance, 10% of the net revenues over expenditures or net income for the general fund are required to be set aside for the purchase of open space. $8.1 million has been set aside during the last 6 years. 31 acres have been preserved, including 908 acre parcel north of Milton, Oyster Rock parcel north of Lewis, and 327 acres of additional land for Redden State Forest, which incidentally is owned by the state, and the county contributed $1.5 million towards it. I mean, other things that we do to complement state services, the state police, we're this year funding 36 additional state police. We just approved an agreement to raise that to 52 over the next 4 years. In fact, even Wednesday morning, as requested by Denrex Wastewater Council, the county was reviewing and with Rehoboth, the possible regional solution for sewer treatment. The county council partially funded the state police troop, the new state police troop station in Bridgeville. On the wastewater side, a comment was made that we do not provide sewer services to existing users, but rather for new development. The county council currently provides central wastewater to over 54,000 EDUs, up from zero in 1976. Which includes districts such as Ellendale, Blades, Longneck, Oak Orchard, Dagsboro, Frankfort, West Rehoboth. We are actively working on new sewer, as discussed here earlier, Millville, Miller Creek, and Oak Orchard expansion. Just this past year, we had referendums passed in the Angola and Johnson's Corner sewer districts with four public meetings with 200 to 300 people attending each, and costs ranging from approximately $1,200 a year per household. We've also spent over $1 million in wastewater planning studies during the last 3 years, as noted on pages 65 through 71. Community design section, it was noted there was a concern about a lack of information regarding interconnecting sidewalks, pathways. This is recommended on pages 112 and 113. Green building measures is noted on pages 118 through 120 and recommended. Green stormwater techniques recommended on page 45. Economic development, as noted, ag, industrial, commercial districts proposed on page 25. We are protecting agriculture with a number of property rights incentives, TDRs, density bonus incentives, open space purchases, purchase of ag preservation easements. The airframe mechanics program is a collaborative effort with the Delaware Technical and Community College, where we provided $1.2 million towards capital costs for that new program to provide high-paying jobs in Sussex County, page 88. Airport Industrial Park expansion, over $20 million is planned to expand the main runway from 5,000 to 6,000 feet, which will provide additional jobs in Sussex County. This is just a response to some of the comments made at the PLUS meeting, as reported. There certainly is room by the county for improvement, as always, in the plan, and we will continue to work with the state in that regard. We met with state staff, state planning staff yesterday morning, and we will continue to work with them. But I do personally believe that we should be given credit for the many positive things that the county council and the county government have done.
Absolutely.
Thank you. It's quite obvious. I've not read the plan. They were shooting from the hip, but we'll continue to deal with them, and hopefully we can convince them. Got anything else on your administrative report?
Just a couple quick items. Annual Mildred King Christmas Luncheon. County offices will be closed today from 11:30 to 1:30 for county employees to attend the annual Mildred King Christmas Luncheon. And also attached is a information booklet prepared by the Register of Wills office. There is information regarding what a will is, out-of-state wills, jointly held property, etc. And this is available in the office or their phone number is 855-7875, and it soon will be available on the county website under the Register of Wills office. Thank you.
Thank you. 10:45, public hearing.
Again.
Susan?
You're back on.
Okay. This public hearing is for the service charge rate, the assessment rate, and septic installation, and I'll pass down on that. And I'd briefly like to go over what the rates represent and remind you that this is only a temporary rate for the Woods on Herring Creek. This is not for the Angola Neck Sewer District as a whole, and it's not built yet. The service charge is proposed to be set at $898.78 per EDU per year, but will be prorated at $449.39 for 6 months. These rates are only in effect for January 1st, 2008 to June 30th, 2008, the current budget year. And this will be billed quarterly. This charge pays the ongoing operation and maintenance costs of the Woods on Herring Creek. The transmission fees of $2.21 per front foot also billed quarterly. This will pay for the capital needed to get the Woods on Herring Creek operational and up to safety standards that match the county, specifically with the SCADA system and emergency communication. Septic installation charge of $475 will be charged for septic tank installations where needed. There will be no connection fees charged at this time.
Is there any member of the public who would like to be heard on this third and final ordinance to establish the annual service charges, annual assessment rates for transmission and or treatment, and septic installation charges for Angola Neck Sewer District to include the absorption of the Woods on Herring Creek project? Anyone from the public? Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. We will close the public hearing and
Ready? Be it moved that based on the recommendations of the Engineering Department and Finance Director, Sussex County establish annual service charges, annual assessment rates for transmission and or treatment, and septic installation charges for Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, Woods on Herring Creek. The annual service charge at $898.78 per EDU, the transmission and or treatment assessment rate per billable front foot for $2.21, and the one-time septic installation charge per vacant lot, $475. The annual service charges, assessment rate, or transmission and or treatment, and one-time septic installation charge shall become effective January 1st, 2008.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Rogers, to approve the motion just read by Mrs. Webb. Any questions? Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Grant request.
Yes.
Now, Mrs. Webb. The first one's mine. They had their
Town of Blades.
You've got the letter I gave you on
yes.
the Town of Blades, their annual Christmas Kids Bazaar. If someone would be so kind, I'd like to give them $500 for my Councilmatic.
So
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second, and Mr. Jones to give $500 from my council medic to the Town of Blades for the annual Kids Bazaar. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
The next one's West Side New Beginnings.
Yeah, I'd like to use my community investment funding.
I'd like to give them $5,000 to help with their programs.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to give $5,000 from Mr. Cole's community investment, reinvestment account to Westside New Beginnings for the youth program. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Lastly, East Coast Explosion Softball Team.
Whose is that one?
The letter was addressed to Mr. Phillips, and they are new, no past grants for this particular softball team.
What's their return address?
Laurel.
Is there an indication of where they pull from?
He's struggling
down the hall.
He said East Coast. I figured maybe you want to help.
Yeah. No, that's right.
Okay, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
The young ladies are mainly from the Laurel area and all from Sussex County.
There you go.
Typically, these traveling teams incorporate.
Right. I think the best.
Sure. Mr. Deeks, are you up for a little bit?
Yeah.
$100 each?
Yep.
$100 each for Mr. Deeks and Mr. Phillips.
Youth activity?
Yes,
ma'am.
I have a motion from Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second from Mr. Rogers to give $100 from youth activity accounts of Mr. Phillips and my mine for the East Coast Explosion Softball Team for equipment and expenses. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Proposed ordinance is Mr. Griffin.
We've got several. Let's see. First, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for antiques, gifts, and produce and barbecue sales.
Barbecue.
Located on a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100 containing 1 acre. Timothy Elder, conditional use 1778.
Use the furniture to
compete.
Fire.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to a B1 Neighborhood Business District for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 4.711 acres. Todd Beriglio, change of zone 1639.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from MR Medium Density Residential District to a B1 Neighborhood Business District for a certain parcel of land lying in being Lewis Rehoboth 100 containing 11.481 acres. That's again the same applicant, Todd Beriglio.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to a B1 Neighborhood Business District for certain parcel lying and being in Baltimore 100 containing 3.02 acres, Thomas Frank. Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100 containing 2.647 acres, Georgetown Auto Sales, Inc.
I'll introduce it.
That's all the proposed ordinances.
Additional business? Being none.